I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Outside Lands.
That's the day I'm going.
You are going
Saturday.
For sure.
I am going to go just Saturday though.
So fun.
Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see The Who on Sunday night, and I'm just...
You can't. You
I could work. If I get a hotel
That's
here.
That's true. That is true.
So that's sort of the tear.
Right.
Oh. And then what? Leave the kid at home?
I don't know. I don't have the foggiest idea how to sort that out. But I do want to see The Who. Will there be another chance?
Will there be more chances?
Right. Yeah, you got
Doubtful.
A point there.
That's rock royalty
rock.
Right
yeah.
there. Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The Who's amazing.
All right, so people are calling now. They also can use that number throughout the show to text us, and mm-hmm. we get tons of opinion, comments, and more via text. Here's where I'll do a few of these before we get to the movie review, which is a big one. We've got a whole...
We have a house full here right now. If you're watching us on the Looking Glass, radioalice.com/watch, you can see our nieces are in here. Yeah, Wright is out in the... Where is Yeah Wright? Is he out in the other room?
He's out in the...
Shawnee, you can grab a chair and sit in there. You don't
have
to.
Yeah, sit there, Sean.
Yeah. Just have a seat.
Yeah, Wright's laying low, though. He's already a celebrity. He doesn't
need any pub.
Any of our nonsense. Right. He's already...
My husband's right here. We just went on a mad dash search for a pick so he can play a guitar.
There's always a pick in the cup right there.
Well, that is, in fact, I believe, where we found it.
Oh.
You think your mom's watching on Looking Glass
right
now?
Yes, my mom and I'm sure... Cantina.
She followed
Gentry
them on her phone all the way in on Find My Friends.
Following you guys.
She texted me. She goes, "Don't worry, they're on their way."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Oh, all right."
I'm following them on my little phone here from Florida.
That's slightly creepy.
It is
more
than slightly creepy because Sarah turned around and did it too.
I was like, "Oh, I can do that too."
Oh, they're on the Presidio. Where did you say they were?
They were on the Presidio,
yeah.
And then I could see them in North
really?
Beach. And
yikes,
kind of fun.
You're going to want to turn that phone finder
Why
thing
Why would
on.
You want to?
Well, I don't know.
You have to accept the person's invitation. Like, anybody can't just follow him.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
you invite
good.
Someone and they say yes or no.
Oh,
and then the people in
it.
Your family and your friends can all find each other. It's wonderful.
Anyway, here's some of your stuff. Right. Hey, Vinny, my grandparents had a farm. I can attest that cows are the sweetest animals in the barnyard and pigs are the smartest. Unfortunately, chickens are not too bright and rather aloof.
Yeah.
That's from, and they write it here, Black Listener number 101.
Chickens can be really friendly. Like, you can make a pet out of a chicken.
I don't want to eat any animals, is my point.
Three or four chickens, and they let you pick them up and pet them. They're nice.
But of them, I see them a lot on 280, the cows I do. So I see them, and they're just lounging in the sun, chilling. I just think, oh, geez. They seem so friendly.
Cows, they've always got that tongue coming out of their mouth and licking into their nostril. I just think that's why they never worked out as house pets. People can't look at that all day. It's gross.
925 says, my fiance's cousin sells. That's where it came from, Sarah. The Coke.
Oh.
He said, where'd the Coke come from?
Dealer.
My fiance's cousin.
Oh, where'd that Coke come from?
Yeah. I just wondered, you know.
Bryn left for good? I thought he was on vacation.
No,
he's on vacation.
Yeah, I hope he didn't leave for good.
No, he'll be back. He's having a great time. Have you seen any videos or pictures?
I've been seeing it here and there. And man, I mean, 2 weeks in
Italy. 2 weeks.
Who gets to do that?
Exactly.
Not
That's
me.
That's what I say. Not me either.
I have a 30-year-old and a 31-year-old, says 707. And according to them, everyone their age is doing coke. They say it's everywhere, like the 80s.
Oh, my God.
So...
expensive.
I'm with you, Zed. I like working too. It's probably because I really like my job. I'm a special ed teacher up in Chico.
Chico!
By the way, Chico, the top party schools just came out, and Chico's not even in the top 10.
Oh,
man,
that.
You
Falling
guys
down on the job.
Gotta step your game up. getting
beat by.
But
I only really noticed you see Santa Barbara on there, Vin.
Yeah, and that's not even in the top 10 either. Man, getting beat by the University of Iowa. What's that all about?
Well, what else is there to do in Iowa?
The bleeps is why I don't listen to The Secret Show. Way too many bleeps. It's hard to listen to, says 510.
Yeah, we agree with you.
We acknowledge that. Yeah. We know.
We will.
We're working on it.
We are. And in these 2 weeks, while Bryn's in Italy and we aren't able to put up a secret show, we've actually talked more about The Secret Show in the last 2 weeks than ever. We realized that some things need to get revamped and changed and rejuvenated.
This is normally where I point to Bryn
and he
hits
plays
a button.
The intro. There's a rearrangement happening in the other room there. The kids are going to
participate. Oh, a Cardinals shirt? Come on! What is that?
She doesn't even know what it is. She's trying to talk.
Now go ahead.
They told me to take my sweatshirt
Not
off.
Not they. Hooman.
Hooman.
Cardinals. I'm a Marco Island sweater. I'm like, put on the Cardinals. Here's be
pressure.
Proud of St.
Keep
Louis.
Keep the Cardinals on.
God, Marco Island.
Oh, I thought that was like a middle finger for Cal or something.
Mark,
are you gonna?
It's time for the movie review.
I don't know what to say to you guys.
Bing, 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 bing. All right, before we get to the movie review, I think it's important that everyone identify themselves because we have five people doing the movie review today. It's a monumental movie review. So we'll start with the girl with the Cardinals. What's your name?
Yes. Hello. I'm Shay.
Shay?
AKA the girl with the Cardinals shirt on.
All right.
You can also call
Hi, Shay.
Me.
And Shay, who's next to you?
I'm Emily.
Emily.
No, do you want to introduce me? Or?
And you guys are both Sarah's nieces, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then we have one other guest, sir. Can you identify yourself?
That's you, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to Yeah Right.
No, Yeah Right didn't watch the movie.
Yeah Right doesn't want to be involved in this.
Yeah,
he's got a Grammy and a headlock right now. He wants no part of this nonsense.
All right, everyone.
Oh, sorry. This is my husband, John. I think
we
were talking about
I'm here again.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
Right, we'll get to you. So listen, there's some ground rules for this movie review. Emily and Shay will always answer the questions first, and then Sarah and John. I don't want you guys influencing their answers.
Fair.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Ingrid Goes West. Now, this film stars Aubrey Plaza, Elizabeth Olsen, Wyatt Russell. Does anyone know who Wyatt Russell is in real life?
No.
Emily Shay?
No.
He is the son of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, and he was the guy with the beard.
Oh, hey. Ezra.
Who was the husband, of Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh.
And also Palm Clementeef. Do you know who that is?
No.
She was the girl from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. She's the girl with the antennas who played the Mantis character.
She plays the supermodel, Harley...
Yeah.
Wong or something.
The brothers. Yeah.
The brother's girlfriend.
What? Yeah.
Not Harley Quinn. The supermodel. Shoot. They go to the.
Remember the party?
No, the party.
And she couldn't get into the VIP and they kicked her out.
They were there for her.
Oh, well. It's
don't
okay.
worry about it. Just don't.
Okay. It's just okay. Focus. So, in this film, Aubrey Plaza is lonely and she's a social media stalker. And when Aubrey gets the slightest hit of interest from an Instagram celebrity, she moves her entire life to L.A. to be close to that person in the hopes of becoming her best friend. So before we get started, before we start debating about the things you may not have liked and how upset you were by this film, let's agree on a few things. First of all, Emily and Shay, is this a very timely film? Is this very apropos for 2017?
Yes.
Extremely.
It is very modern and with the times. I would agree with that.
All right, John, Sarah, anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, it seems like these are problems that could happen.
Right.
Okay. And
good question, Hooman.
Emily and Shay, how was Aubrey Plaza? Did she nail the role of a psychotic social media stalker? Was she convincing?
Extremely.
Yeah, I think she nailed it.
Was she the best part of the film?
Yes.
Definitely, I think.
Okay.
I think
Sarah, John, your thoughts
yes,
on that?
She's
yes, she was
a
awesome.
Great little actress, and she plays crazy like nobody's business.
Remember in Legion?
She's
great.
Fantastic
right
in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think she's a great actress. All right, girls. Sarah tells me that you were very affected by this film. You were screaming. You were gesticulating.
We were all screaming.
You were rolling around on the floor.
Yes, all of the above.
Did you buy into the premise? Did this seem realistic to you guys? Could you see this happening? Do you read about this? Do you have friends like this?
I don't think it was realistic. I think it was an extreme case of something that... I think it was just a very extreme case. I don't think what happened in the movie is super plausible, but I think it was just supposed to be ironic and just show, like, an extreme case of someone with...
Definitely.
Like, the chick is mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
And she's, we should say, at the beginning of the movie, she's just lost her mother.
I think it's
like, she lived with her mom, and she, like, is in a, an insane asylum.
Yeah, she has
asylum.
A stint in an insane asylum.
Yeah, she's got real problems, and what's not helping is social media.
Exactly. If nothing messes you up that well, especially with the added pressures of being, you know, your perfect life.
And watching other people's perfect
lives. Exactly. Watching other people's perfect lives on social media can definitely influence how you want to live your own, because you just feel like there's standards that you must live up to.
Right.
And but it's annoying and frustrating when you can't do that. Exactly. It's super messed up.
You don't think people bragging about their lives inspires you to go out and make stuff happen? It makes you envious? Doesn't
no.
do that?
No.
What does it do?
It makes me mad, because I just know that people post what they want people to see.
Right.
Which is annoying. That's not really their life.
Oh, it's not.
And it bothers me a lot.
Well, what do you post?
Just.
She posts
Marco Island.
She's a total goofball. It's her and her friends.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of post just like a little snippet of my life. Obviously, don't see any bad moments, because why would
I ever
want. Actually, some people do that.
So all of us are living a facade, right?
Yes.
John, is this a realistic movie? Do you buy into this premise?
Yeah, I do. I agree with Shay that it's an extreme case, but it was ironic and kind of sad that that all these lives are, you know, basically fiction, you know?
Well, Sarah, like Sarah, is this an important movie? Would you recommend parents see this with all their kids? Yes or no? Say yes.
The acting's great. I don't know. I really...
What's your problem with this?
It's the way that it ended was so... I just don't want to say anything about
so
the
true.
Ending and ruin it for
right.
people.
Yeah,
it was awful. Like, you think that it's going to be this, like, wonderful... She comes to her senses. She figures it out. Like, she, you know, this brush... But no, immediately, she is right back where she started. It's awful. It's awful.
Again, it's one of the extreme cases where, like, it doesn't always end up that perfect... You know, beautiful ending like you expect it to. There are endings in life that just don't make sense. And
there's just
the
no ending. There is no
just
ending.
No
She's
ending.
Just going to continue
exactly.
to be this person.
John, should parents take their kids to see this? Is this a good movie for families, John only?
I think maybe parents that have a really good relationship and grounded kids, maybe.
I think this movie's for the not grounded kids.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think this is like might inspire, because the thing that happens to her at the end might inspire someone who's unstable to go, oh, that looks like a great idea. Look what happened to her when she did that. Hooray, she won.
Did you empathize with Aubrey Plaza? Did you feel bad for her?
I felt bad for her because of what she was going through mentally. Like, she had just lost her mother, and she was committed, for God's sake. She was having just this hyper focus on social media and was falling apart. I did sympathize with her, but nothing got solved for her.
Well,
she's going to continue to be this psycho.
It was Elizabeth Olsen's character as duplicitous as Aubrey's.
No.
John? Yes.
Yes,
she was,
I think so. But
no.
Right, it wasn't
yes,
so.
Yes, she was.
It wasn't so offensive.
No.
Yeah, that's right. But it wasn't offensive, but at least Aubrey Plaza was true to who she was on some level, more so than Elizabeth Olsen.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. She was faking a pretty good life. Meanwhile, she's just off her rocker. And this Elizabeth Olsen is like anybody who's making money on the internet. Like, she sort of became somebody that, like, she's always plugging, like, a restaurant or some product or whatever, making it seem like it's just part of her lifestyle. Meanwhile, I'm sure she's getting money. That must be where all that money was coming from. They had a house in Venice.
Exactly. I mean, I think that the main character, Aubrey Plaza, she just wanted to be anybody but herself. And I think that was a huge escape because, I mean, I think when you go through something like that, you just want to be anybody else but you going through that. Anything,
right.
Anything at all is
actually
better.
That's a good point. I guess that was sort of what the Elizabeth Olsen character was doing, kind of being someone other than
an escape. But I mean, she didn't know that she was providing the utmost perfect escape for her that would ultimately end in a.
Don't say what.
No,
I'm definitely not going to say.
What
Elizabeth just did it in a non-psychotic way.
That's right.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah, but her behavior actually bothered her husband. Right. Mm-hmm. He was.
He said she's changed.
Yeah, she's changed. She's
not the girl that I used to know.
Definitely, because I mean, I think that people change regardless of how things go about. But that was definitely an instance for her to change even more. That was a crazy happenstance that.
All right, listen, everyone. We're going to sum it all up here. We're all going to give a rating from 1 to 5. I'm Persian, so I use Persian rugs. So think of something for yourselves. Maybe cardinals or something. Sum it all, and then John will end it with a song, everybody. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I love this movie. It was so timely, and it really, makes you think about social media and what's out there. I mean, look, I do the social media for this station. And
you're amazing.
And people are so excited when... You know, there's some engagement from the Alice973 Instagram to them. And I do my best to respond to everybody's direct messages. And I know how important that is. You know, people give us their time. And then you want to give back to them by giving them a like or a comment as well. And you know what? Yeah, this movie might have been a little bit extreme. But I just loved what this film was showing. Which is, at the end of the day, every single person wants to be seen. Like, they want to be recognized. They want to be heard. And I think that's what this girl was crying out for. I'm going to go ahead and give it 4 Persian rugs.
Oh, my God.
Every parent, take your kid. It's important.
Ahead, don't listen to Hooman.
Yeah, don't listen to Hooman.
Bay Area, run.
Drop Mike.
What do you guys give it?
You go first.
Out of 5.
I don't know.
All right.
I liked that it made me think, but I didn't like the story. I don't know. 3.
3?
All right.
3 stars.
3 stars.
All right. Stars?
3 cardinals.
Cardinals.
I definitely give it, I'm going to have to agree, I definitely give it a 4 palm trees.
Oh, 4 palm trees.
Yeah. I give it 4 palm trees because, I mean, the story was just, it was all kinds of messed up, but it accomplished its goal as a movie. The director, it made you think.
Made me
feel emotions.
Out.
Exactly.
And you're thinking about it today. And you're talking about it today.
This is a current story. This is stuff that goes on. I mean, it may not be, you know, every single day all the time, but it is an extreme case and it shows it can happen.
Yeah, I'm giving it 3 selfies.
Okay. And Sean, take a
You know, I will give it 4 softballs because... Oh. I love the acting. I loved everything about it, except I think there was a huge opportunity lost. I think that might have been an Oscar-worthy performance if they had gone a little deeper into her psyche. Like, you know what I mean? To really...
I do.
Like, yeah. Her true feelings, what was really going on in there. But it was all just on the surface. Mm. But even with that, I still really liked it.
Play us a song, John.
Yeah, take us home, John. Tell us your thoughts.
Under duress, this was me yesterday. Right. Like, you have to write a song. Ooh.
I watched a movie, it was called Ingrid Goes West. My family and my nieces were utterly distressed. A dark comedy with some laughs and cringe-inducing moans. Satirical, harsh critique on a life lost in our phones. The setting in L.A. could not been more right. Such a great actor, I think her future is bright. Great character, so well played, but shallow as all hell. I think going deeper in would have served them all well.
All right, help me out. Kids, one more time.
This movie left me wanting, wanting more, wanting hope, a happy ending. I want to see the characters rise up and evolve. I want to see them learn from their mistakes. It made my nieces cringe and moan. Give them a break.
Very nice try. All right, thank you, girls, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, you rule my world.
Yeah,
love
you.
John.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, he's going to say something.
Mom.
Yeah?
Just call me Sean.
Oh, sorry. On that note. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here today. Thanks to my family for coming in and doing
the
movie review.
The texts are rolling in. They love John's song.
Aww.
And they thought your nieces were intelligent and articulate.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yes.
They're wicked nice
really,
girls.
Really, really
Ellie,
enjoyed
stop
them.
Texting the show, would you?
I mean, there's tons of upsa.
Oh.
Unless Ellie has different phone numbers.
Her stockpile of burner phones in the back bedroom.
All the old people from the what class?
from the bingo water class.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah, from the bingo. Here, everyone, here's the number you need to text. Well, thanks for joining us today. And the next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
I'll be caught up on Big Brother. So
we can talk about that.
I'm going to do that.
Here at the Alice All Day today, we have Saturday single day passes for Outside Lands. Your next chance coming up in just a few minutes at 10 o'clock and then every hour through 4 o'clock.
And don't forget, whatever's left of Jane from her all night partying with Ed Sheeran, she'll be broadcasting this afternoon. I don't know.
Did you talk to her about it, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. She partied like a rock star.
Did she?
She rolled in here. She's, you know, I don't want to talk out of school, so I won't tell you.
You do. You said she put on her makeup in the office.
She did?
No, I said she had half her makeup. Like, she had clearly done the eye part, or maybe that just doesn't wash off, but she didn't have lipstick on.
just tattooed on.
I don't know what's going on with it, but she had half a face on.
Good for her. Way to rally. Way to rally, Jane. Way to go.
Yay! Have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.